Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Israel has the right to defend itself.
Their coalition now includes people who are overt racists.
The election was not stolen. It is governed state by state.
Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
I'm going to continue to wear a mask in public.
We're just not ready yet.
I just don't understand what the problem is with him.
Yeah. I understand what the problem is. Very clearly do we understand what the problem is. That's for sure.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right. So welcome back into the show, by the way. Happy Tuesday morning to you. I just saw one of the dumbest things that I think I've seen. So I'm watching network news this morning, and they're doing something on theme parks reopening. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this the other day, that Six Flags,
they still have a mask,
still want you to wear a mask. And the network correspondent is riding a roller coaster with the camera somehow mounted in front of her. She's wearing her mask on the roller coaster outside. Why?
I defy because, logic.
Because the Rona could spew out of her mouth and hit the person sitting directly behind her at 30 miles an hour? I don't know. It'd be like wearing your mask in a convertible and being worried about infecting somebody riding behind you.
Didn't they have like something where it's like you're not allowed to scream? Like if you ride a ride, better not scream. Like you, that happens involuntarily sometimes, you know, on a roller coaster. You don't think you're going to scream, but you might. But
yeah,
I guess maybe that's why you keep it on, so you can scream with your mask on. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'd assume that that lady kept it on because that was the rules of the theme park. And I'd assume the rules of the theme park are such because of companies that are nationwide tend to be slower on the turnaround with dropping the mask mandates. But I don't know.
But it's out. I don't know.
I agree. It's ridiculous.
It is just silly.
But I also, I think masks in general are ridiculous, but I'm also not going to go to a Costco and pitch a fit.
Right. Oh, exactly.
And I won't go to Six Flags if I have to wear a mask. I'll wait till they lift it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, I didn't go to Six Flags last summer. I mean, I think it was open in some way, you know.
I believe so.
But it's a million degrees on blacktop with a mask on. You can't. No, thanks. And you could pay a bajillion dollars to go there.
I mean, that place as an adult is miserable anyway. Everything smells like turkey legs.
So what happens?
It's hot. There are kids crying and puking everywhere.
I'm getting a visual.
It is hell on earth. And then slap a mask on it.
I would assume if you're in like the pool area there, you wouldn't have to wear a mask, right? Like if you're in the water.
Well, if you're in the water, no.
You're in the water, you wouldn't.
But maybe if you're just like lounging, probably. But if they have a mask mandate going on at Six Flags, I would assume unless you're in the water, it still would be required.
Yeah. Eddie and I were chuckling. We were at the Y yesterday, and they have a poster of a woman doing the aquatic exercises with one of those face shields on. In the pool with the face shield.
In the pool?
In the pool.
Oh.
I know. Like, it's a very specific photograph to stage.
I tell you,
maybe she's using him as goggles.
Went to the gym yesterday, and it was just unbelievably refreshing to not have to wear a mask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a game changer.
They said they'd still recommend them unless you're vaccinated. Well, everybody I know,
unless they put something in place so far to say who is and who isn't.
Exactly. Yeah.
Honor also, system. You are. So
I did. I am.
You made that decision, and
but. That cool. was, you know, that was my decision. Clearly, everybody there was because nobody was wearing a mask.
That could be true.
Yeah. Could be.
No one was wearing a mask.
Well,
so
no one wants
time
to
burn.
Out.
Nobody Ugh. Wants to.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to. Zero. I'll point this out again because I pointed it out earlier. Down in the Neanderthal states, you know where that is, right? Texas. Remember Joe Biden referred to them as a bunch of Neanderthals when the governor down there announced he was dropping the mask mandate and reopening everything? They're Neanderthals. This is dangerous. Zero COVID deaths in Texas.
That's
that was
great.
2 months ago.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know. So that's good. That's fantastic stuff. So I was glad to see that and waiting for the apology that is not going to come from Joe Biden. In fact, yesterday the president came out and said that it kind of issued a little bit of a warning, I think, to Americans who haven't been vaccinated. Go to cut number two, please.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they'll protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reversed. Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. The vaccinated will continue to be protected against severe illnesses, but others may not be if you're not vaccinated.
99% plus survival rate. I just want to point that out again, but you might end up paying the price if you decide not to get vaccinated. Just so you know. Just so you know. Hey, by the way, now the businesses are allowed to open again, what's going to help those in the hospitality industry rebound? We're going to take a look at that from the Illinois side of the river when we come back here in just a couple of minutes. And about 8:37, I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Hank Williams Jr. coming up on August 14th. Stay tuned.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, it was a rough year for the hospitality industry. The past 14 months, 15 months, no doubt, have been rough. And a lot of food establishments and restaurants and bars expected to close permanently, as many as 20% and maybe higher. What's it going to take to get them back on their feet? That's really the question moving forward. We're joined by Josh Sharp this morning. He's Chief Executive Officer of the Illinois Fuel and Retail Association, and he's also the member of the Coalition to Rebuild the Hospitality Industry Now. Josh, welcome into the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Yeah, good to get you on here. So what kind of a tsunami hit your industry last year? Maybe you can sum it up for us.
Well, I mean, it's really, you know, as many of your listeners, I'm sure, are aware, I mean, it's unlike anything, you know, we've ever seen before. You know, a global pandemic, you know, we had my members, gas stations, convenience stores, saw demand for gasoline, you know, evaporate this time last year. We had, you know, oil prices at -$40 a barrel. Hospitality and restaurant industry was hit, you know, even harder. You know, we had record closures across Illinois, across the country. And a lot of those businesses aren't reopening, just like you said in your opening. So it's been an incredibly difficult 12 months. We're starting to see, I think with the rollout of the vaccinations, we're starting to see people get a little bit more confident going out. We're seeing uptick in gasoline sales. We're seeing an uptick in in-store traffic, but we're still not back to those levels where we used to be.
Oh, no. And I mean, we expect that it's going to bounce back at some point, Josh. But like, for example, the on-site sale of wine and spirits dropped almost 50% in 2020, correct?
That's right. That's right.
That's stunning. I mean,
it is.
And you think, well, as things get back to normal, that's automatically going to fix itself, but not necessarily.
No. We need really, you know, the cooperation of, you know, not only the state of Illinois, but also the federal government to, you know, help these businesses reopen. And also, I think, to get on the same page with the industry and hopefully not do anything that would hurt business, especially in Illinois. You know, I could talk a little bit later about a resolution pending in Springfield that opposes additional taxes on those items. But, yeah, we really need the cooperation of the state and federal government to help us get back on our feet.
Well, you know, I know in over here in Missouri, one thing the legislature did was make it permanent in this last legislative session that you could get drinks to go at restaurants.
Yeah.
You could get, you know, a bottle of margarita or whatever it is you wanted to do to leave. To take it with you. I know that's one way they helped our restaurants during the pandemic here in Missouri. Did they do anything like that in Illinois?
The legislation to do exactly that, I think, is pending now. I think it passed one chamber and it's gone over to the other, and we hope that the General Assembly will make that change permanent and help those businesses recover.
Well, you do, but in the meantime, and I talk about this a lot here when I look at what legislatures around the country are doing, more taxes right now certainly doesn't seem to be the answer. In Missouri, we may well see a 10 or 12% hike in our gas tax, thanks to our legislature in this last session. What are they talking about for alcohol over in Illinois?
Well, in Illinois, we experienced this in 2019. In the waning days of legislative session, like the final days, there was a proposal to hike excise taxes on alcohol. We obviously, you know, not only could we really not endure that hike this year, that would be the death knell for many of our members. We just can't have it. It's been such a terrible year last year. So, you know, we as an industry, along with several others, got proactive in talking to legislators, and we were able to introduce and secure a resolution with the majority, a bipartisan majority of our House members opposing any new additional excise taxes on alcohol. And to see the support from members that wanted to get on that piece of legislation was incredibly positive, and we're grateful for that support, because obviously in Illinois, tax increases, I feel like, are always on the table. But just being proactive and talking with legislators, telling our story about what the last year has been like, and having them get on that piece of legislation to oppose those new taxes, it's been a really positive thing for us and our members to see.
Yeah, and you're talking about people at carryouts and convenience stores and stuff like that. So you could also argue that kind of an excise tax is really pretty regressive in terms of probably hitting people in a socioeconomic scale that can least afford it.
That's precisely right. And it's not as if Illinois doesn't already have some of the highest taxes around. I think if you look at our taxes on a beer or taxes on wine, I think both are in the top 10 in the country in terms of where they're already at. So we don't need higher taxes in Illinois, especially not on those products.
No, and what can people do? Like if you live in Southern Illinois and you're listening to our interview right now, is there specific action you're urging people to take?
Absolutely. I would go to our coalition is called Raise Glasses, Not Taxes. It's an effort, like you said, by the hospitality industry, by the gas stations, convenience stores in the state, to help legislators learn about this issue and to educate the public. I would invite them to visit our website, raiseglassesnottaxes.com, and see what the movement's all about.
Well, hopefully they can do that, and hopefully they don't make a silly decision like that to raise taxes just as we're trying to come out of this pandemic. That would be a disaster for you guys.
It would be. Yeah. Like I said, it would be the death knell for many of our members.
Josh Sharp, thank you for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Mark. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, there you go. So that's what they're doing in Illinois just as we come out of the other side of this. Hey, I got an idea. Let's raise taxes on this as people start to come out of their houses and get busy again.
Sounds about right.
Yep. That's about what they're
Never
doing.
Let a good crisis go to waste.
So, Denise, you had this story earlier, but just to remind people on the gas tax issue, I believe it's Americans for Prosperity that are challenging how they did that. Is that correct?
They filed a referendum with Secretary of State. They want it to go to a public vote.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I'd like to see him go to court, maybe that's what comes next.
Yeah.
Because the Hancock Amendment makes it pretty clear that taxes cannot be raised more than a certain percent without a vote of the people. And if there was some sleight of hand here to try to offset the tax with a somewhere else in the budget just to kind of hide the fact that it violates the Hancock Amendment, maybe there's grounds there for a lawsuit. I think there would be support for something like that. Particularly,
I forget
after
who you were
voted.
Talking to, but I know you asked him about the Hancock Amendment and how they got around saying that.
I believe it was Dave Schatz, the Senate pro tem leader. That they know what the triggers are.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri politicians are well versed in the Hancock Amendment. A lot of them hate it because it kind of ties their hands on how much taxes they can raise. And even some of them with an R after their name feel that way. So surprisingly. But in this particular case, I don't know the details. I do know that there was some discussion of how that might be challenged. So
does it have to move quickly? Because it's on the governor's desk. So if he signs it, I guess it can still move forward? Or
yeah, I imagine they would start. I mean, it probably wouldn't be on I don't know how quickly the tax could go into effect. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If it wasn't passed with an emergency clause, then it probably has to wait 60 or 90 days before they could start taking action on it. So at that point, they'd have to go to court and maybe seek a restraining order of some sort to prevent that. So we'll try to find out more details on that for you. When we come back here in just a few minutes, we're going to give you a pair of Hank Williams Jr. tickets from the Family Arena. Don't call yet. I'll tell you when. And then coming up a little later, there's a great effort that's going to take place next week, that you can help them out and raise money for backstoppers and have a great time. And I may see you out there. We're going to talk to Chief John Schneider from the Wentzville Fire Protection District about that one coming up a little later. We'll be
me. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know who that is? Hank. The phones are lighting up. Caller number 5 at 314-241-9797 is going to win the tickets to see Hank August 14th at the Family Arena. Glad to see him back out there producing music live for the people. Thought it'd be good. Be a good time. There'll be some drinking going on that night.
Good
song. No doubt about it.
That'll be fun. I just love that we're talking about concerts.
Absolutely. I'm still overwhelmed by it, but I'm excited.
Beyond time for that. Have we heard anything going on at the amphitheater yet? Nothing, right? At Hollywood Casino?
I haven't.
No, I think they have.
Have they got some stuff scheduled for this year?
I hadn't personally heard about it. I'd heard of the Fox and the and
I don't know.
Others,
I know they're trying to get it rolling. New York's trying to get some of their Broadway stuff going
again.
I think
a lot of country concerts have been revealed, and I know there's a few country ones that are at Hollywood.
I don't think that is a coincidence, that it is America, the yeehaw crowd that is back up and at them again. Just as somebody that went to the Sykeston, Missouri Rodeo last year, mid-pandemic, it does not surprise me that country's coming back first.
Yes. Yeah. I would agree with that. Makes me want to go to a rodeo or something.
Sykeston, Missouri.
Yeah,
August.
There you go.
I'll save you a seat. We go every year.
I may have to go when I'm in Montana this summer. I'm looking forward to that. Hey, the money is starting to roll in, folks. Did you know that? It's all that big stimulus money that they sent out last year. Guess what's coming? If you have a child and you qualified for the stimulus money, I believe that's where the cutoff is, families with kids are soon going to start getting $300 a month for each child over the age of 6. No, $250 a month for each child over the age of 6. $300 a month for each child under 6. How about that? 39 million households, covering 88% of kids in the U.S., will get the monthly payment of taxpayer dollars. The payments will be calculated based on the taxpayer's 2020 returns. So you should start, if you're eligible for it, what was the family you were making fun of? The Duggars? Is that them that have like 12 children?
Duggars have quite a few.
Yeah, I think it's more than that.
At this point,
I
doubt they're eligible, though.
They might not
make too much money.
They're probably making too much cash.
But I'm trying to figure out how I can pop out a couple of kids in the next month or so.
You're going to want to hurry.
As many as I can, as quickly as possible, right?
300. Imagine that. If you had 4 or 5 kids under the age of 18, you're getting a nice
chunk of change.
Boost.
Mm-hmm. Kids are expensive, so $300 is just a drop in the hat. But
what a payoff. What a payoff to just to get people to vote for you. That is just a giveaway program. That's all that is. That's not a stimulus program. That's a giveaway program. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it ends. It's not permanent. Hopefully it's got like a sunset clause on it. Because let's face it, the economy is going to bounce back in a hurry. It's already bouncing back. I mean, most of this money's unspent. The county hasn't decided how to spend its money yet. The the city has is just now starting to figure out how to dole out its money. So you've got we've set ourselves up here ridiculously. I hope people remember that in 2022, the amount of money that's been wasted, your taxpayer money, money we didn't know we don't have, that we've now spent on programs like this. And it's not going to be necessary. There are more jobs than there are people looking right now. It's crazy. It really is. It just continues to get crazier the whole time. No doubt about it. I wanted to mention the Albert Pujols story for yesterday. We talked about this a little bit earlier. And I was reading some of his quotes, and he kind of pushed back on what the Angels said about why he was let go. Because they said that he was unhappy with his lack of playing. He wanted to play more. But he said he never said any of that. And he was kind of surprised when they made the announcement. Apparently, they got a couple people that played his position with the Angels whose statistics were much higher than his. And they used it as an excuse to let him go. Mm-hmm. So this is what Albert had to say yesterday about being a member of the, just such a nice guy. This is what he had to say yesterday about being a member of the Dodgers.
Muncy at first on an 0-2. He hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Albert Pujols brings home Mookie Betts for the Los Angeles Dodgers. How cool.
Albert, you had an RBI single tonight, already making an impact for your team. How would you say that your Dodger debut went?
It was awesome. You know, great atmosphere, you know, with the fans and, my teammates now. And just welcoming, you know, and it was pretty good to walk into the clubhouse, you know, and just feel like, not a stranger guy. You know, everybody was just really excited for me to be here. And I'm just glad that I was able to contribute tonight for the ball club.
Aww. He's still demanding. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. So he got an RBI hit his first at bat. Clearly, they're going to use him a little bit in L.A. They got a decent ball club out there, as Ackerman was saying the other day. But we'll get to see him in St. Louis and maybe at 100% capacity at the ballpark. As you can bet, the Dodgers games, if they haven't sold out yet, are about to, I'm guessing. They'll get the benefit out of it for $400,000 a year. I mean, that's a lot to most of us. In Major League Baseball, that's a drop in the bucket. But the Angels are paying him $30 million, so he gets $30,000,000, $400,000 for playing baseball for L.A. this year.
I still can't believe that it didn't, because at first I was like, no way, you know, St. Louis, no way. But after I finding out the details about, you know, how much they're going to have to pay, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, why maybe not? We'll get him just for the sake of,
he's,
you know.
He's so cheap, grab him.
I'm kind of surprised that we didn't end up with him. Yeah, well, a little bit.
There are things we just clearly didn't know from the reporting, things that everybody accepted the Angels' explanation on its face. Nobody had heard from Albert yet. I was guilty of that. Mm-hmm. But if the story was he wanted to play all the time and he was still trying to reach these records, it just made sense for him to go to an American League team where he could at least be the designated hitter, or to a team in the National League that needed a first baseman. The Dodgers didn't necessarily fit that bill, and neither did the Cardinals. So if he was going to go to the Dodgers, he could have come to the Cardinals.
Yeah, it was such a roller coaster of information and speculation, because it started and it was like, no, there's no way. Well, maybe there is a way. No, there's no way. It doesn't make sense for anybody. Well, I don't know. It's so cheap. Maybe it does make sense. Like,
then it made sense for everybody. Yeah. Like, why would you not want him?
Yeah, yeah, it was a roller coaster of a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, at least, he landed somewhere. That's good. He won't have to move. I mean, think how much money that could have cost him. That could have put a dent in the old budget.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he would have been hurting.
Yeah.
I don't blame him not wanting to leave the sunshine. If you can afford to be out there, the weather's awesome.
You can afford to pay the taxes.
Right.
The weather's awesome.
Exactly.
In California. Crazy people out there. Hey, let's get to a break here. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a great event that's coming up. You can go have a good time. Maybe they'll play some Hank Williams while you're there. And congratulations to Tom from Wentzville, who won those Hank Williams tickets. We'll give away another pair tomorrow and the rest of the week. Stay tuned. Chief John Schneider from the Wentzville Fire Protection District coming up. Be right back. Boy, does it seem like 2020 never ended? Seems like it's not over yet in some ways. But we're starting to see some breaks and getting able to get out and do things. And, you know, one reason last year what started out as a joke here about me needing a haircut ended up with me getting my head shaved. Thanks, Tricia.
No problem. And,
all the blame falls on you.
Thank you.
And, it's for a good cause. I regret nothing.
Yes.
I also love the hair now. I think it's good.
Thank you.
It's grown back, but a little bit shorter.
It's shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Not as much there. More on the face. More on the face. Thank you. But the reason we when we did that, we did it because we wanted to help our friends at Backstoppers. Of course, they had the Guns and Hoses thing couldn't happen because of all the COVID restrictions, and that's one of their big fundraisers. And you know, you hate to see that. But with however little bit we could contribute, we wanted to do that to help them out. Well, they're about to get another benefit coming up here shortly on the Tuesday, May 25th. So a week out, you still got plenty of time to plan for this. And I want to welcome in the Chief John Schneider from the Wentzville Fire Protection District this morning. Chief, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Good to have you on this morning, and great to see that you guys are out there preparing to raise some money for Backstoppers.
Thank you. Yes, thanks for having us. I'm sitting here with my friend and community partner, Tom Shaw from Tom Shaw Realty, and we're really excited about what started out as just some talk about what we could do to raise awareness of Backstoppers in a down year. And we're turning it around, coming out this spring with a great event with our friends at Friendship Brewing. And we're looking to raise awareness and a good deal of money.
Yeah, yeah. Does Shaw have a mask on this morning while he's sitting there with you?
No, I tell you what, hey, Mark, what's great about this event, mask or not, hazmat suit could be required, but you know, we don't have COVID doctors, St. Charles. Hey, Mark, tell you what, I'm going to bring some horse clippers, so if we raise 30 grand, we'll get our heads shaved again.
Oh, man. Oh, here you go. I hear you. I think I got a thing going on that day. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm just kidding you. This is going to be Tuesday, May 25th out at the Friendship Brewing Company. Chief, tell folks what they can expect out there.
It's going to be a wonderful event. Hopefully the weather is beautiful. It's an outdoor event. In their outdoor patio and pavilion area. We have live music from Wade Trent is donating 3 hours of live music. We're going to have a hand-rolling cigar guy, some bourbon tastings from Samuel Burton Distilling and some of our other sponsored partners. And then obviously a lot of beer from sitting on the property of the Friendship Brewing in Old Town Wentzville.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, again, it's Tuesday, May 25th, 5 to 9 p.m. You get the drinks, you get the cigars, you've got heavy appetizers, all that. It's $100 a person. But, of course, the point here is to raise money for Backstoppers.
Yes, yes. Our goal is somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000. So it's not a huge amount of money by any means, but you know, Chief Patel from Backstoppers reached out to me a while ago and said, hey, we'd really like to raise awareness in the western end of St. Charles County. And so, you know, it didn't take a whole lot of arm twisting for us to get going and reach out to some of our community partners.
Well, for people who are interested, do you have an easy, you know, we'll have information up on our website, of course. Is there another easy way for people to reach out if they want tickets?
Yeah, absolutely, and I appreciate you all doing that. But the easiest way at this point is backstoppers.org, and there's a really easy online store that you can go in and take care of that, and then we'll see you at check-in at 5 o'clock on the 25th.
Yep, backstoppers.org, and I got you always got to watch out for Tom Shaw. He's always got an angle on something. Now he's trying to get my head shaved again.
Yes, he does, but... You know, if you commit to coming, we'll make sure Shaw has an appointment at that time.
That's fantastic. Hey, listen, thanks to both of you for setting this up. And any way we can help Backstoppers and our first responders, we're always happy to do it, Chief. Thank you.
Much appreciated. Thank you, Mark. Have a great day. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah,
come on out. We got your ticket.
I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for that. You guys have a great morning. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you. John Schneider, the police chief out there the fire chief, I should say, in the Wentzville Fire Protection District. Sounds like a good time. Really does. Next next Tuesday evening out in Wentzville, Friendship Brewing Company. We'll put details up on the website.
They are already there, and it does not get better than booze, cigars, and live music.
Oh, I know.
And the fact that everybody can get together and do that again.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.